Hey guys, I am here with Mrs. Chibi, and tonight we are going to talk about our dinner. We went to a very famous sushi restaurant. If you've seen the movie Jiro Dreams of Sushi, you know all about it. It's called Tsukiyabashi Jiro. Did I say that right?
Yes, Tsukiyabashi Jiro.
All right, close enough?
Mm-hmm.
So Mrs. Chibi was kind enough to make a reservation, which you have to do a month in advance, and more importantly, pay for the dinner, which costs 30,000 yen a person.
Starting from.
That's if you just get the set menu and don't order any drinks. That's about $380 a person. So it's not cheap. But if you didn't see the movie, this is a three Michelin star sushi restaurant. The chef is
80 years old.
Yeah, probably a little more than 80 now. And he's been a sushi chef for 60-something years, right?
Yeah, more.
Or more, 70 yeah. years, maybe.
These guys start already like teenager time, right? So, I mean, we got to watch the movie again. But, yeah, it was really like we were in a movie. And we got lucky getting sat on right in front of the old man, Jiro.
Right. I guess you had read some reviews, and you said that people had gone there, and Jiro wasn't even there. And I wasn't expecting him to be there. I figured maybe only for special occasions he comes out or whatever. So I had my expectations set pretty low. Like, I wasn't even expecting to see him. And I was expecting that the sushi, while I'm sure it was good, wasn't gonna be like the most amazing, best sushi ever. But one, he was there, and I was surprised.
And he made every one of the sushi that we ate.
Right, and we were sitting directly in front of him. But the restaurant is really small. It's, you know, you sit at the counter, and there were
like 8 seats.
There were only 8 seats, but two of them were empty. Maybe the people came earlier or something. And there were three other couples. One was, I overheard them saying they were from New York. The people sitting directly next to us sounded Chinese to me. And then the people on the other side of us were Japanese.
Sure got very international after the movie came out. You know, with the spread the word.
Yeah. Right, people, yeah, I mean, he was probably famous before, but not on that scale, right. Not on that international scale. I just put the menu away, and we were, they give you, so when you go to a restaurant, like when you go to a sushi place like this, you don't order. They have what's called the omakase, which means like it's the chef's choice.
Right.
And they present you a menu, and they tell you, what you're going to be eating today. And they ask if there's anything on the menu that you
can't eat.
But we said no, and we just went for it. And I am very happy to say that it exceeded my expectations, which were, like I said, I had tempered my expectations. And really, like, everything was sort of like the ultimate that it could have been.
Ultimate form, yeah.
Yeah, even though it's all, you know, it's
very standard stuff, like nothing like super technical or like creative or original or anything. It's just every piece is like near perfection, top-notch quality.
Right. You're not going to get any like those fancy rolls that you would, you know, like, you know, that have like, you know, fried shrimp and things like that in America. It's all, you know, it's a piece of fish on rice. And, but it's done in a way that either the quality of the fish, of course, is top notch. And if you watch the movie, you'll see that, you know, because Jiro is so renowned and so respected, that the fish vendors sort of save the best cuts for him. They know how demanding they are.
Even the rice people, like, they make their special rice for Jiro.
Right, the rice dealer is in the movie, and he says that really he only sells this certain type of rice to Jiro because only Jiro is skilled enough to be able to cook it and use it properly. The movie, by the way, Jiro Dreams of Sushi, is excellent. And it's on Netflix, instant streaming, so you can watch it for free now. And the movie itself is really entertaining and great. So I totally recommend that.
Let's talk about the sushi.
Okay.
That fish piece did you like the most?
You know, it's hard to choose. I really liked, was it the... like the sardine-ish one that was the smoked?
They had like smoked flavor? Oh, no, that was katsuo, bonito.
Oh, it was the bonito.
And it really tasted like smoke, right? It was smoked bonito.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's like a seared, or, you know, you could tell it's cooked, but like the, from the moment that you put the piece of sushi in your mouth, you taste smoke, like smoked cheese or something, like, you know.
It was so good.
Yeah. And it's like a very fragrant smoke. Like they smoke it with like a special straw and like, you know, for like a low heat and like, you know, for a while. And, you know, while it's fresh and, you know, soft and tender,
right.
You know, it's...
It had like a unique flavor.
Yeah, very like strong, fragrant.
I also, the mushi awabi, the...
This steamed abalone.
Yeah, which was, how would you say that in English? Like abalone?
Abalone.
But no? That people are not going to know what that is.
Isn't there? Like a giant, like a huge clam, right? Abalone. Abalone is pretty famous,
people
no?
know that. But it was really, often like it's I've never had one so soft like that. Everything was like really soft.
My favorite was anago, which is a sea eel, and it's literally like melt in your mouth in the moment. Like it's like it takes like 2 seconds to melt in your mouth.
You don't need teeth.
It's like a butter.
It's like butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really. I mean, everything was really good in a way. Like it almost ruins other sushi for you because everything is just so. Up there,
yeah.
The way I equated it before when we were talking about it is we went to Alaska once on a cruise and we had Alaskan king crab from, what was it?
Crab Shack.
Tracy's Crab Shack? Oh, I can't remember the name. Somebody's Crab Shack with a woman's name. And it was
like
just
a
so...
tent.
Yeah, it was literally a shack. And it was perfect. Yeah. And this reminded me of that and that, like, I'm, you know, unless I go back to this place again, if I'm lucky enough to go back to this place again, I'm probably not going to experience... something like that, you know, ever again. But everything was really good. And I have, and got to take a picture with...
Jiro.
With Jiro.
Yeah, and he was really cute, like, you know, and he was extremely fast. In fact, that the most notable thing about the restaurant is that the entire dinner, and we had two bottles of sake, two small bottles of sake, and still the entire dinner took only 45 minutes total.
Right. And when you read the reviews, you know, Mrs. Chibi, of course, in anticipation, read the reviews on some Japanese websites, and people were complaining, like, that's the fastest $400 I ever spent.
Yeah. I heard that at lunchtime, it's the same amount of money. It costs the same amount of money because same amount of sushi, but people don't drink alcohol, so it's even faster.
Right, right. Yeah, if I had one complaint about it, that was it. It's like you do feel, like everybody was out of the restaurant by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like we were the last people there, and it was 8 o'clock. And not even 8 o'clock.
Right.
And they were like, you could tell, like they were like, all right, it's time to get out. Like, you know, that's enough. That was my only complaint. I would have liked to be able to have a little more time between each piece of fish and, you know, relax.
But, you know, these guys are up from like 3 a.m. or even earlier, right, to go to the fish market every morning. And so, you know, Jiro-san being like, you know, old 80 years old man, like, you know, probably want to go home.
Yeah,
decent
of course.
Hours, so.
And I guess when they charge those types of prices, they're happy enough with just doing like one sitting at dinner, right. You know, 8 people.
But it was amazing to see Jiro, 80 years old man, like moving so fast. He's like a, you know, sushi making machine. And it's very streamlined, like very, like, you know, like an art form, right? Like a dance.
Almost. I saw it once when he was making a piece for you. I forgot. I don't remember what it was. But there was like a little piece of skin that was hanging off the fish. And his hands were moving so quickly, he took that little piece of skin off.
Yeah.
Like, but and like, it didn't even look like he was looking at it. Like, he just felt it or something, and it was picked it off and it was gone. But it was so quickly that, you know, unless you were paying so much attention, which I was, because we were sitting right in front of him, you would never have noticed that little move that he did. Yeah.
But you could also tell that he put so much care, because you could tell that he actually looks at, after he placed the sushi on your plate, then he looks at it, like how he placed and what it looks like, you know, because it's all like in one piece, like one art, basically, you know, to him especially, like, you know, just like how he presented, how it looks, you know. So you could tell that he's serious, obviously. Like, and then we were pretty serious too, like, you know.
Well, yeah, when you're dropping that kind of money, you know, and this is, you know, who knows how much longer he's going to be around for. It could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to basically have the world's greatest sushi.
Yeah, I think he might have been, like, registered as, like, a human national treasure. I don't know.
Do you remember that from the movie? Yeah. It sounds
familiar. It's like he got some kind of prize from the Emperor of Japan or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it was, he deserves it. So, I mean, I'm very happy that, you know, we got him to make it, you know?
Yeah, it was, I wasn't expecting, it lived up, it exceeded my expectations, I guess, mostly because I tempered them, but also because it was awesome. If you look on my Flickr page, that's flickr.com/GBD, you can see the pictures of me and Jiro, and I put a picture of the menu up there as well. Anything else to add? Did we forget anything? I think we nailed it.
Right. And happy birthday to Chibi.
Yes, thank you. That was a great birthday present. I did not take pictures of the dinner, although all the other foreigners that were there, the Chinese people and the other American people, did take pictures. But
if you want to watch the movie.
Yeah, it's going to look much better if you watch the movie. You can see pretty much everything if you watch the movie, and it's going to look way better.
Yeah.
So that's it. Thanks. Here, let me give you a kiss. Mwah. Thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye, good night.